Exercises 12 through 14. One day, David started up a mountain in Dharamsala, a mountain that often called his name for a hike. On this particular day, he decided to climb it later than normal. The sun was shining, and it felt like it would shine forever. Up the mountain, he saw beautiful hills blanketed with rhododendrons and prayer flags streaming from every house. On his way toward a mountain overlook, he passed a yak, children doing puzzles, and Tibetans practicing traditional dance for an upcoming performance. The hills were alive with ancient sounds. Then, all of a sudden, he realized the sun was setting. He hurried down the mountain as fast as he could. The sun was setting quickly. His water had run out. The temperature was dropping. And now, in front of him, he saw a band of monkeys. No way could he get around those beasts. A big grandfather-type monkey bared his fangs. He knew that when an animal shows his teeth, he's trying to scare you away. And David was scared. So he stood in fear and froze. Suddenly, out of nowhere, an old man appeared from the top of the mountain. He looked at David and then at the monkeys. "They are scared," the old man said. "Yes, I know," he replied. "I'm scared too." The old man smiled and said, "Follow me." Then the old man walked with certainty past those growling monkeys, displaying an air of confidence. The monkeys backed down, letting the old man pass easily. Amazed, David followed him. The monkeys had picked up on his fear, but the old man's calmness, poise, and inner power parted that band of beasts as though they were the Red Sea. David thanked him greatly, and he disappeared into the night.